It is Wednesday morning, May 27th of 2020. And this has been, I wouldn't call it memorable, but it's still Guy's Daily Drive. It is such a beautiful morning, sort of. It's roughly high 60s, a little cloudy, but there's no wind. I cannot stay behind this truck. There's no wind, and here comes an ambulance, and it's still really nice. Oh, it's got one of those weird growler sirens, which has nothing, which is apropos of nothing, has nothing to do with this. Here on Guy's Daily Drive, I just thought I'd mention it. So I got an email yesterday, and it looks like work is finally going to open up. We still haven't been given a start date, and we still haven't been told how we're going to be phased, that was their phrasing, phased back in to our regular office environment. I don't know if they're going to have us split up. I mean, originally they had this concept of teams, and what team you were on would determine what days you would go into work. So not everybody would be at work at the same time. And, I get that. That makes sense. If, the less people that you have at work, the more distance you can keep between them, and the less likely you are to transmit and or catch any nasty little bugs that happen to be going on around us at this particular junction in history. Now, what that will mean for Guy's Daily Drive, I don't know. I've kind of gotten into this routine of recording one or two episodes on Wednesday and Friday. So, I've been putting out 2 to 4 episodes a week, which is, compared to what I was doing before, quite a bit. I mean, there were times when it would be a month or longer between Guy's Daily Drives, and I was only pretty much recording on Tuesday evenings while I was on my way to go bowling. And who knows what's going to happen with bowling? But to start to open things up a little bit, just to get out of the house, it makes me happy. It still doesn't mean that this is over. It still doesn't mean that we don't need to follow certain protocols, and it's not just about keeping you healthy. It's not just about social distancing and all the rest that goes along with that, but it's about helping those who are more vulnerable and more likely to become victims of COVID-19 than it is to protect you. Now, I'm going to be 60 this year, which means that in no short order, I will become part of, I guess, the vulnerable group. I'm not particularly worried about it. I've been, I couldn't tell you the last time I got a flu shot. I just didn't get them. and I didn't get the flu. That doesn't mean that I wouldn't be vulnerable to getting COVID-19. It's just that for one reason or another, the various strains of flu that have gone around for the last umpteen number of years, to the best of my knowledge, hasn't really affected me. But that's just me. That doesn't mean that the people around me couldn't have gotten it from me. Because just because you don't display symptoms of a virus doesn't mean that you can't be a carrier for that virus. So even if you don't have a cold or the cough or sniffles or muscle aches or sneezing or any of the rest of the symptoms that are typical of most viruses, doesn't mean that you can't infect others. Which is, you know, that's kind of the point of the whole thing that's been going on for the last couple of months. But I was talking to Tracy just a day or two ago. It's like when things are finally closer to normal, I really, really want to go someplace. I don't even care where we go. I just want to get out of the house. I want to go someplace and just do something other than look at the four walls of the house that I've lived in since 23, 24 years now. I know that place. It's not that big a deal. So I want to go someplace different. So I'm going to start looking into that. Now, unfortunately, as things open up, it also means that, come on, car. There you go. It also means that I'm going to get much busier at work. So being able to take a couple of days off, and by off, I mean not just not being at work, but being away and, you know, not being available to do stuff at work. Because we're going to get very, very busy. You know, all of the pent up demand for our services, it's gonna be crazy, and this happens every once in a while, especially near the end of the fiscal year, as you know, most people have some funds left over from their budget, and so they got to spend it. So we get real busy, and then it's usually dead for like a week or two before the end of the fiscal year. And then as soon as the next year starts, the floodgates open and everyone starts doing their things again. But I just, and you know, my latest vacations have not really been very vacation-y. The last time I was down in Florida, I wasn't there that long, for one thing, which was kind of a drag. But there were a lot of planned events that I was doing, which meant that I didn't have a lot of leisure time. You know, I flew down on a Thursday, and then Friday I had a get-together with some friends of mine from high school. Saturday was together with my former high school marching band teacher for his birthday. Sunday I drove up. No, I take that back. Sunday actually I had a leisure day. I had one day where nothing was going on. Monday I then drove to my brother Bill's house and worked with him with his computer stuff. And that's always, you know, it's always great to see my brother and his wife Daisy, my brother Bill, his wife Daisy, and his son Jeff and all of their kids. Then Tuesday I went home. So it was like a 4-day trip, 3 days had stuff planned. There was no No beach time, though it was a little cold for that anyway. But there was always something that I either had to do or had to get ready to do. And when I go on a vacation, I don't necessarily want to spend all of it just doing the stuff that I had gone to that location to do. I like having a little bit of downtime, a little bit of exploring time. We went to Austin for my nephew's wedding, Austin, Texas, of course. And it was the same kind of thing. You know, we flew down on a Friday morning. Friday night was the rehearsal dinner. Saturday was the wedding. We had some downtime on Sunday. Not much, but a little bit of downtime. And then we flew back on Monday. Prior to that, I had a Florida trip that was interrupted by a hurricane where I had to make a mad dash back to the house. And it's like, these aren't vacations. These are away from home stressful events that do nothing to vacation. I don't even know if that's a word. It was not in the least bit non-stressful. I needed some relaxed time. Some let's just go to the beach and walk around, look in stupid stores and buy dumb t-shirts and food that is just horrible for me. You know, there wasn't any of that. It was okay, I'm going down, I got this thing I'm going to do, and when I'm done with that thing, I've got this other thing, and then I'm going to go home. And that sucks. You know, it's not fun. Especially considering how stressful travel is these days. So if you spend a good part of a day to get to someplace, and especially if you're flying, so you've got takeoffs and landings, which are stressful in and of themselves. You've got TSA checkpoints to go through. And all of that actually used to be a lot worse when I was still a smoker because, you know, if depending on what time I would get to the airport, sometimes I would go through security and it's like, well, I still want a cigarette. So I would go back out of security and have a smoke and then have to go back through security. I would land at whatever stop it was I was making on my way to someplace else and then leave the airport to go have a cigarette and then come back through security. It's like, yeah. What a pain in the neck. So, but of course I stopped smoking. So I don't have to worry about that. Hopefully, for the rest of my life. Assuming that I remain a non-smoker, which I've managed to do so far. So far. But I just need... I need some do-nothing time where I don't have to think about disease and politics and events that are planned ahead of time that I have no control over. I just need a little bit of relax. Relax for guy. Relax for guy time. That's what I want. All right. So... That's going to about do it, I think, for today's Guy's Daily Drive. If you count the preamble ramble, this was a pretty long one. But if you would like to help support the things that I do, and you don't have to, I'll keep doing this regardless, but I appreciate any support that you may want to give. You go over to YouTube, which is where these videos are hosted, and like, share, subscribe. And if you miss it the first time, like, share, subscribe. Over there on YouTube to my channel, Guy Searle. So hard to find. Whoa. And if you'd like to do other kinds of support, there's become a Patreon, patreon.com/MacParrot. You can also go to PayPal, paypal.me /MacParrot. You can go to coffee, ko-fi.com/MacParrot. Notice the theme? You can contact me via email, guy@mymac.com. You can also call me, I guess, 703-436-9501. That is our Skype number. 703-436-9501. Hold on. And I have a couple of Twitter. You can tweet me. You can tweet the crap out of me. I have two Twitter accounts, MacParrot and VertShark. Speaking of which, probably this afternoon, there is some news on the VertShark.com front, which originally was what I was going to talk about, but kind of got lost in the mix. So, subscribe on YouTube. 1, 2, like, share, subscribe. But that's going to be about it for this morning. I appreciate the fact that that you have come here to watch and or listen, because you can also catch this. We've got the Guy's Daily Drive podcast feed and all the various aggregators. I appreciate the fact that you have downloaded, watched, and or listened to Guy's Daily Drive. And I will see you next time, actually, probably this afternoon. Maybe. Right here. See you later. Bye.